Your morning starts now. It's the Q102 Jeff and Jen podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.
Tom Hanks, the other night, when he accepted his Cecil B. DeMille Award at the Golden Globes, the camera panned quickly to Henry Winkler. And it was just kind of weird. It was kind of like, why Henry Winkler? Do the two of these guys have some sort of connection? Yeah. What is it? Because I can't immediately come up with anything that they were both in together or involved with together. But there is something, and apparently they hate each other.
What?
And this beef goes back 30 years.
What? Really?
Do you remember the movie Turner and Hooch?
Yeah.
The same with the dog?
Tom Hanks with the dog. Exactly.
Oh.
I don't remember which one was Turner or which one was Hooch.
Hooch but was
I
remember the dog.
Oh, okay.
He ate the car.
He
I remember
ate the car.
That.
Yes, exactly. That is
what
the movie.
What a childhood blast from the past.
Right?
I forgot about that movie.
Well, Henry was the director of that movie.
Oh.
It was 1989 it came out. And he got fired 13 days in because they didn't get along.
Who doesn't get along with Tom Hanks?
Exactly. It's Mr. Rogers.
All right. And so this is something that Henry Winkler talked about, I guess?
In 1993, Henry did an interview and had this to say about it.
Hmm. I was directing that movie for 13 days.
No!
And then I was called into Jeff Katzenberg's office. He said, "Do you have everything with you? Go home." No, I got along great, great with that dog. Love that dog.
Did you ever see the movie?
I don't remember the title of that movie.
Wow.
Isn't that funny?
That is interesting.
Right?
Hmm. Yeah. That's a long time to hold a grudge. 30 years?
Well, apparently he was talking about it a year ago, too. Watch What Happens Live. He kind of told the story, but he avoided taking a direct shot at Tom. But
that's what that clip was.
Yeah.
Mm.
By the way, there's a Turner and Hooch TV series in the works from Disney Plus.
Is there? Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, I can't wait.
Don't know what that means, but it's coming.
Well, I'll let you know because I have Disney Plus.
I'm assuming Henry Winkler's not involved.
Did the dog die at the end?
No,
get shot.
He got shot, but he didn't die.
That was
the whole thing I remember. Like,
oh,
you thought the dog died.
For me.
Oh, yeah. You're going to watch that one. You thought the dog died, but it just got shot.
Okay.
The Masked Singer has been such a hit that we probably should have seen this coming. Up next, The Masked Dancer is in the works with Ellen DeGeneres producing. She's been doing
kind of perfect.
She's been doing Masked Dancer segments on her show, I guess. There's no word yet on a host or judges, but she said it's going to be just as fun and suspenseful as The Masked Singer, but with a lot more crumping. And I cannot wait.
Nice. Monday night, new season of The Bachelor. Pilot Pete. Peter the Pilot. And we might already know who is one of the women that makes it to the final four.
One of the women.
Right. Oh. So I would say on the big scale of spoilers, this is extraordinarily minor, at least at this point.
Yeah.
Not a big spoiler.
It may become like, once we get to know this girl 6 weeks in, it might be like a shock. Oh, crap. Really? She's going to make it all the way to the final four. So just in case you're afraid that this may ruin your life forever. Cover your ears for a half a second, but TMZ posted a video of Peter with Victoria Fuller in her hometown of Virginia Beach this past October. Mm. Now, this, of course, is suggesting that she made it to the hometown visits and is one of the last four ladies in contention for that final rose. Now, we have Fritch on the scene. She's looking into the story and has come up with some additional details.
I have.
She's live in our Bachelor News Center.
I am live from the Bachelor Nation News Center. Basically, I looked it up online and why she's just a little bit about her. She's very, very beautiful.
Gorgeous.
She
dark
has like
hair,
this,
exotic.
Yes, kind of exotic look to her.
Mm-hmm.
She's a part-time yoga instructor as well as a medical sales representative. But she's also already come out evidently online as possibly a villain because when Reality Steve went to her hometown and he started asking about her and asking around about her.
Which just cracks me up that he's floating around to all of these hometowns of these women.
He is. Well, he went to the hometown. He started asking about her and then he was inundated with negative responses. He said it was honestly unreal how many people had horrible things to say about her.
Wow.
Yes. And she has now, since that story broke January, like 2 days ago, that story kind of came out. She has gone public and been like, you know, I'm getting cyber bullied. This isn't fair.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's kind of like not attacking him directly, but is saying, you know, like, this isn't fair. You don't know me. That's not nice.
So well, we'll see.
Got one to keep an eye on.
So it's developing.
Well, she's on a show. She volunteered to go on a show where she knew that Hollywood
Reality
Steve or
Steve.
Whatever his name is has existed for as long as this show has existed.
Yeah.
And reports on everyone's dirt every season.
And she's 25. So maybe she's like right in that, like, you know, age of wanting to put herself out there, but is still a little scared because of people like Reality Steve.
Mm-hmm. And who knows, maybe, you know, all of these things that are being said about her are things that happened 3, 4, 5, 6 years ago, and she's a different person now.
Very true.
For sure.
I mean, if she's teaching yoga, she's trying to find some inner peace somewhere.
She's looking for a man that can melt her heart.
Is that what she's looking for?
I'm looking for a man that can melt my heart.
Melt my heart.
By the way, I'm a part-time yoga instructor.
But my real passion is medical sales.
I think almost everybody I know is at least a part-time yoga instructor.
You think so?
Yeah.
Me too.
I'm actually a part-time yoga
instructor.
Are
you? Nice.
A lot of people don't know that.
I do breathing, so that counts.
Ken Jennings won the first day of Jeopardy, the greatest of all time, by a slim margin, only 200 points. The format is being played using points instead of money, and they'll do two complete games each day. And the guy with the most points at the end of the day wins that match. The guys will keep playing until one of them wins three matches. The winner gets bragging rights and $1 million.
This man's name was given to a comet that crashed into Jupiter in 1994. He's the only human whose remains lie on the moon. Now we go to Ken Jennings, and he wrote down, who is Schumacher? Correct. That gives you a two-game total of 63,400. Over to James Holzhauer now. Came up with Schumacher. That brings you up to 30,000 for this game. Earlier, you had 33,200. So you are 200 points shy. And that means that Ken Jennings has won the first game.
I watched a little of it yesterday. It was kind of interesting because the speed of the clickers, the three of them, and Brad, I feel bad for Brad because he's like, well, I'm Brad, I'm the third one.
He's the gambler, right?
I'm the other guy.
No, James is the gambler.
James Holzhauer is.
Yeah, and it was fun to watch. It was cool. I'm rooting for James.
Last night, James was playfully taunting Brad after beating him to the buzzer.
Idol six.
Here's Ryan Seacrest again.
The legendary Dick Clark was an idol of mine growing up. We both started out as DJs, me in Los Angeles and Dick in this city where he first hosted American Bandstand.
I'll say Philadelphia.
James. Uh-huh. What is Philadelphia?
Yes.
I knew that too. Oh, my God.
No need to rub it in.
No need to rub it in.
Wow, James.
Thanks for listening to the Q102 Jeff and Jen Morning Show podcast, brought to you by CBG Airport. Start your trip at cbgairport.com.